Good afternoon, and thank you for coming by. Father, we just thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us another day to live. You've given us life. Lord, we pray for our friends around the world. Lord, I especially pray for our brother in Zimbabwe. Brother, we won't say his name, but our dear brother in Zimbabwe, touch him, Father, in Jesus' name. And that country is going through such upheaval, and he's hungry for more of you. Lord, help him. I pray today, Father, that you'll anoint Brother Freedom in a wonderful way, and dear hearts like our brother there in Zimbabwe will be touched. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
And Father, we just give you praise. We give you glory. Come to your thanksgiving. Worship you and praising you for your goodness. We pray that you'll bless this day, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Just this other day, I was really, I don't know why, but my thoughts, like sometimes I do, I was like I could hear the Lord speak how that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, but that he didn't have to worry about some of the things he would have about it if it had been now. And it was really interesting. Maybe he'll bring some of those things out. First of all, when he went to visit Noah, he just gave Noah the plan, and Noah followed it. But most of us nowadays, we call our pastor, we call our Christian brothers, and we'd say, hey, do you think this is the will of God? And we question, do a lot of questioning. Most of them are honest. The Lord really showed me that Noah did not have that. Noah strictly went out in faith, did everything exactly. He didn't even question anything. And many of us today would question, well, Lord, you sure that this is not right? And the Lord brought that in my heart so vividly that I can really feel that maybe that is a lot to that. The Bible says there's going to be a great falling away, so maybe there's been a great falling away from even Noah's time to now, but we have to reason everything out. And see, that's what walk in the Spirit, that's why some people cannot walk in the Spirit, because you reason everything out. You're not taking God for what he's saying. You say, is this what you're saying, or is this what you think you're saying? There's a lot of question marks on what the Lord's saying. But I know my wife's father, he never wanted anybody, his kids, to ever question anything he said. And there's a lot to be thought about that. That questioning means that you doubt. You don't believe. You should have total belief in God. You know, that total belief is believing exactly like God told you. He said, build that 300 cubits long, I think, and 50 wide and 30 high. And they tell me that that's what shipbuilders use, the same dimensions basically in the plans of ships nowadays. Now, at that time, Noah didn't even know what a ship was. So I understand it. A lot of these things he didn't know. And we think we get a little bit questioned about the Lord's coming, all these things. But still, Noah was really, he was living this earth, and they had never had any rain. Didn't know what a rainbow was. But he stayed true to the Word of God. And this parallels with the Spirit of God. Now, when you start moving to the Spirit of God, you're never to doubt God. Because you can see why God would put it that way. If you doubt him, you're going to omit and leave out something God has written needs to be in there, and you're going to say you're smarter than God. So we're not smarter than God. And God wants us to do a job that we're actually going to put in everything and say it out exactly like he says it. And it's real interesting how the Lord let me realize that today, a lot of the people would not accept it as being truth from God. They'd have to have a new slant. It's a new translation from God. It's a new translation. Now, we got a new translation. That's a different direction. But Noah, actually, I guess, took it exactly like the Lord told him. And that's why we should be in hearing from the Lord day by day. We should take it exactly like he says it. Maybe it sounds like far from us, but we know if God says it, it's going to be true. That God's going to make it fact, and it's not going to be a lie. It's going to be right. But I think a lot of times we in our own selves have a way of of diminishing God's power because we think, is that truly so? Well, God wants us changed to where we say exactly and believe exactly what He says. And I believe it's going to be very valuable these last hours, which I'm saying the last hours. I heard a great man this morning, and I was really disagreeing. He said, well, we're going to have kids for the next maybe 1,000 years. I don't believe that. And he was giving off a great things. He wanted people to believe what he's saying, but people want you to believe what they're saying, but don't listen to what God's saying. But I truly believe if we'll be honest in our hearts, we're seeing things in the weather you've never seen before. Until this last 2 weeks, I've never seen the kind of smoke that I've seen. I've never seen as many fires. And look in the east through Illinois, in that country, they're having rain, still having rain. And yet in Georgia, there's no rain. So things don't really add up to people knowing. They know the weather's mixed up, but some of them are saying they finally said it is law, but they don't connect it from God. They connect it in things that they can think is answers to be the problems. But Noah took God basically what he said. And truly that's the way God wishes all of us as his children, just literally believing it's going to happen. And I believe that's where we get up. Yet God sees it as disobedience. He sees it as unbelief. Because we don't do that. That great man this morning says, well, we could be our kids and we got to take care of our kids and our kids. We got to believe for them for long. But see that the Bible says when you see these things come to pass, look up, your redemption draws nigh. So and the Indians would say we're forked tongue. We say one thing and believe something different. The Lord wants us to have a straight tongue. And He wants us our words be pure, true, honest before the Lord. And I truly believe this is one of another thing that's letting me believe He is coming. Because men have come to the place that they're not really hearing what the Word of God says. They're not relying on it. They're going more in the terms of what someone believes and what we're supposed to believe in. Now we can go by tradition, and tradition will tell us a lot of things. But God's bigger than tradition. He's bigger than words. He is the Word. He's the living Word. We need to realize that He is going to come very soon. He's going to take us home. We need to be ready. We need to be faithful. I believe that we need to be just like Noah, that our eyes will be upon the Lord. We're going to believe exactly what God says. You hear people talk about that we're to be doers of the Word, but yet we don't really follow the Word out exactly like it talks about in Romans. It says we're to be led of the Spirit. But many times we're led of the Spirit. We do other things that cause us to believe that we're not really led by the Spirit. I'm going to turn to Romans. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself made an intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So according to that, we really don't even know how to pray for ourselves as we ought. We're really like children. And we're more like Ephesians that be followers of God as dear children. The Spirit of God is what I've learned. That's why we got to be like Noah. We got to believe in Him. Because we can try to reason it out. And the more we reason out, the wronger it gets. But it's really the wronger we're getting. They always prove if you'll take the first impression first, you're generally right. Mechanics that used to think out things in their own minds, what's the problem? If they take their first decision, we're generally the right one. But a lot of times they second guess 2 or 3 times, and pretty soon they're way off. Spirit of God is the only one that keeps on course all the time. But we do, as the more we think about something, we think, well, maybe that's not quite right. The more we think, there's something about our mind has a way of taking us away off of the real answer. The more we think about it, the more we lose the perfect answer. So that tells me that the more I mess with something, the worse it's going to get. I need help from above. And I don't know, no man can help me really that great. So the greatest help comes from the Lord. And it says, lean not on my own understanding, in all thy ways I will acknowledge him, and he shall direct my direction. So if I'll take time and just call upon God, God is faithful, he will answer us. He'll give us answers. He will not withhold no good thing from them that walk upright before him. God has given us many truths, and we have a tendency to get away from all these truths one by one till we're not hearing any of them. He that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. He, the Spirit, because he maketh an intercession for the saints according to the saints, that's the God's beloved. Make an intercession but cannot be uttered. To me, that's wonderful. That's the way Noah did it. And that's the way we can do it. We just got to take that first sign and say, I'm not going out here and trying to get, I'm going to take that answer. I'm going to stand upon that answer. I'm going to live on that answer. And when we get that first impulse, we should live on it. Have faith in it. And God will bless us in it. If pretty soon the enemy will talk us out of it, pretty soon we're so far off, we're off course. And I think that's one of the biggest things. We think upon these things, we lose it. We need to have great faith in God, believing that what he gives us is truth. We're not going to let it go. It's going to keep us. It's going to keep us the time that he wants us to not have it. By the time we don't have it, we're in heaven. We don't have to worry about it no longer. But until we get there, we need to have that faith in him that he is going to keep us. He's going to go before us in a mighty way. And I believe that we can do this if we'll just keep our eyes upon the Lord. I will lift my eyes to the hills, whence come my help. There's so many scriptures that pertain to looking to some things. They might be just little, but we can stand upon these things. It says he will hold no good thing from them that walk upright before him. Oh, praise, all these wonderful truths is we can put on our heart and stand upon his word. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done. Call unto me and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. These are words to inspire us to stand true in the Lord like Noah did. That we can stand, we don't really, as he's saying, we don't get wishy-washy, we don't get shaky in our decision, we stand true. I believe that God wants to stand true in this last hour in a very powerful way. Father, I just pray that you bless your people in a mighty way this day in Jesus' name. It's not just a short time today, but I pray that you'll bless your people in a mighty way, encourage them in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless.